Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Wember Collins, Wember Collins. Wember Collins. Date of birth is 6/10/1973. Date of accident is 10/2/2021. Date of service is 6/12/2023. The patient presents as a new patient. The chief complaints are pain, and lot. The patient reported that he is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, pain in both the knees, right shoulder, left elbow, and the head is the main issues. He reported that he never had any IME as of yet, and he also has no other injuries other than this, no other automobile accident or workman's comp injury. The patient does report of an accident on 10/2/2021 as the reason causing the issues to the patient. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On October 2, 2021, the patient was traveling as a front seat passenger. And he has a friend who was the driver, who is still under treatment. Name is Kimberly Harris, with the full physical therapy is going on. Patient report that they were T-bone on the right side or passenger side where he was sitting. They were traveling in a Kia and they were slowing down to around 5 miles an hour on 696 and Van Dyke. They were traveling on Van Dyke northbound to around 12 to 13 miles. The other driver came from 696 and didn't stop at the light, leading to T-bone on the passenger side. The car spinned 180 degrees and then it stopped while facing the traffic. The other car also spun and facing the other side. The accident was around 50 miles an hour impact. The patient was wearing seatbelt at the time of accident. And airbags were deployed. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient was not taken to the hospital. And he reported that he suffered in silence. And the car damage to the car is as follows. The car was completely totaled. Front end was broken. The seat belts were not broken. Headrest was not broken. Driver side airbag did deploy. Passenger side airbag did not deploy. He did lose his consciousness. I cannot remember the details of the accident as of this writing. The description of injuries is as follows. Patient reports that he hit in his left hip, left elbow, left knee into the console, head to the seat, and neck was whiplashed. Mr. Presenting illness. Patient reported that he is suffering from ongoing headaches since the time of accident. Currently, the headaches are around 7 to 8 and they are located to the front, back, right temple, left temple, and they are severe and constant, and they are sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. Associated factors are nausea, vomiting, aura, but denies any seizures. Additional symptoms of TBI are patient reports of dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, sleepwalking, nausea, vomiting, erectile dysfunctions, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The patient further reports that he has suffering from weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, fatigue, anxiety, panic, and sleep disturbance, sudden anesthesia. Regarding the pain, patient has reported the following. He is suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is 10, middle back pain is 10, upper back pain is 10, lower back pain is 10. However, he doesn't describe any radiation of the pain. to the upper arm or the legs. There is also a pain in the right shoulder around 9, and the patient can lift up to 130 degrees of abduction. Pain in the left elbow is described mostly in the bicipital tendon and the olecranon process. Pain in both the knees is also described to the tune of 9. Patient has difficult time walking and sleeping. And patient report that he has never been to a pain doctor. No IME has been done. And no other motor vehicle or accident or work comp injury has been happened. However, on investigation, we find that patient has seen Dr. Radon, who is a pain doctor, and Dr. Suleiman, who is a spine doctor, and Dr. Gilliard, who is an orthopedic surgeon. The patient does report continuous all-day pain, and it is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, heavy, tiring, exhausting, fearful. The pain intensity is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving. And pain is improved by nothing so far. The MRIs have been done on this patient. And patient further report that his knees are bad and he loses the balance because of the knee pain. However, there is no independent numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the upper or lower extremities. There is no muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patient report that he never went to the ER, but he started Dr. Suleiman after 1 week later. And he had 8 visits. He was referred to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. At Premier Orthopedic, where he had some visits. He saw Dr. Kripchak at Northman Radiology, where MRIs were done. He then started seeing Dr. Gilliard at Dr. Redden's place on spine specialist of Michigan. And although no injury was done, no surgery was done, only 1 visit is recorded. And he was referred to a medical physical therapy, Blue Spring Physical Therapy, where he was there for 6 months. And he also went to step-by-step 3 per week physical therapy in 2020. Last physical therapy was last month. And he does smoke weed to help the pain. He has also seen a psychologist. He denies any acupuncture, chiropractor treatment. No laser treatment has been done. Regarding the system review, it is mentioned that the patient has issues of high blood pressure in the cardiac and headaches in the neurological, back or neck pain, injury, dizziness in the neurological, anxiety in psychiatric, PTSD. Past surgical history is positive for a surgery to the knee on the left side and left elbow due to a fall during the basketball in 1999. It was non-motor vehicle related. Surgery was done at Saratoga Hospital by Dr. Kowalki. Patient also informed that he has seen neurologist Dr. Bozogi in the month of September last year, and neuropsych Dr. Gloria Love, who has done a testing, and he has seen Dr. Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. Allergies none. Family history: mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is deceased due to heart attack. Patient has 2 brothers, 2 sisters, no medical problems. Relationship status: patient is single, lives alone, and he reports that he's not working due to the accident and pain, but prior to the accident he was working at B Logistic as a self-employed, working as a landscaper, and he was laid off due to COVID. Since then he has not worked. Last day to work since a motor vehicle accident. He was supposed to lift 10 pounds and 6 hours standing. The legal action, Seva Law Firm is the law firm he has. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs are as follows. Patient reports walking, standing and running, cooking in the kitchen are affected 10. Personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing are affected 8. Doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, reaching into cabinets, and lifting dinner plates are affected 7. The writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry are affected 6. Physical examination will be as follows. Blood pressure is 95/70, pulse is 109, height 5'9", weight 165. 50-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. There is no overt anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, stress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well. He is wearing a knee brace and he is using a cane. The gait is normal, not antalgic. Rest of the exam is from the templates, including neurological and musculature examinations that are all completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed. And hypertonicity, 0. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Tenderness, none. Trigger points, none. In the range of, in the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation 25, upper extension was painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test positive, Sotoal test was negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Barraga test negative, Kemp test positive, Babinski sign was found negative, sacroiliac joint. Both the sacroiliac joints are negative for any tenderness. Standing flexion test is negative. And distraction test, compression test are negative. Faber test, Gonsalon test negative. Tenderberg sign is negative. Regarding the extremities, except for the right shoulder, left elbow, and both knees, all the other extremities are normal. Please use the template to type it. The gait is normal. The examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal with a range of motion up to 130 degrees of abduction without pain. And there's no contusion, no dislocation observed. Muscle strength is 4/5. Active motion is up to 130 degrees. Passive motion is normal. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff injury. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. MTBF. Can test positive, near test was positive, speed test positive, anterior posterior apprehension test was positive, drop arm test was found negative, In the left elbow, there is the range of motion of the elbow is normal. Slight tenderness of the olecranon on process is noticed. Medial and lateral condyle are also slightly tender, and the bicipital tendon was found tender as well. However, the range of motion is normal. Supination, pronation movements are normal. The further examination of the hand and wrist are normal with normal carpotunnel compression test. Examination of the knee bilaterally was done. And it is discovered that the patient has a tenderness of the left knee. Mainly, and it is swollen and tender in the peripatellar region. On inspection, there is no scarring or erythema or effusion, but patient has had surgery for the left knee and 1999. So on inspection, the scars are not visible. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the generalized left knee and with peripatellar swelling. Range of motions passive and active are normal at flexion at 135 degrees. No crepitus grinding or popping noise is heard. Collateral ligaments are found intact. The motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not observed. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMorris Steinman is positive. And patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT R26.89 Z79.891 M62.830 S09.90 XA CNS R51 R42 G44.329 F41.1 F32.9 in the nerves M79.1 muscles M62.838 ligaments M54.0. The right shoulder pain M25.511 M75.30 M75.50. Elbow pain in the left elbow M25.522 M70.32 M75.20. Pain in the left knee M25.562, meniscus M23.205, M23.202, M22.40, cervical spine M54.250.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, and S33.5XXA. Lumbar spine M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan from the template. First is physical therapy, which is ordered to focus on neck, mid-back, and lower back, right shoulder, left knee, left elbow. Physical therapy evaluation for further therapy has been ordered. And for once a week for now until we get the evaluation and further analysis. Patient has been recommended laser treatment and infrared treatment with traction massage to the affected areas. And work is restricted to 5 hours, 5 days, 0 pounds. Case management has been ordered. He was brought by a case manager, William Thomas, and he will continue there. For pain control, Tylenol codeine number 4, 7 tablets are ordered to help with the pain for the time being. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs is as follows. The patient has had several MRIs done. They were ordered by Dr. Kripchak. Date of MRIs is 3/29/2022. In the left elbow, MRI shows suboptimal limited examination. A hardware through the distal humerus is seen. And no focal intramuscular fluid collection. Left knee examination shows partial maceration, tearing of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, mucoid degeneration, delamination, intercrucial ligament with ganglion cyst formation along the proximal fibers, degenerative spurring with chondromalacia up to grade 4 along the medial tibiofemoral joint compartment, thinning of the articular cartilage, moderate knee joint effusion with possible synovitis, bone infarct in distal femur and proximal tibia. Popliteal cyst is also found. In the right shoulder, patient has mild degenerative changes in the AC joint. No MRI evidence of full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear is observed. MRI of the brain and MRI of the brain are found to be completely normal. Cervical spine MRI shows a grade 1 anterior listhesis of C3 on C4 at C3-4 level with disc space narrowing and mild disc bulge and uncomfortable joint osteophytes, facet joint arthrosis. The AP canal diameter is only 9.8, bilateral neural foramen stenosis is observed. C4, C5, mild disc space narrowing, mild disc bulge, AP diameter is 11 millimeter. Unconvertible joint osteophytes, facet joint arthrosis, right foramen stenosis, and a mild left foramen stenosis. C5 and 6, there is a severe disc space narrowing, mild disc bulge, unconvertible joint osteophyte, and facet joint arthrosis. Narrowed AP canal diameter measuring 9.8 millimeter. Severe bilateral foramen stenosis. C6-7, grade 1. Retrolisthesis of C6 on C7 and severe disc space narrowing, type 1 Mobic end plate narrow edema, mild disc bulge, superimposed small left paracentral protrusion. At C7 and T1, there is a mild disc bulge with some mild disc space narrowing and a uncomfortable joint osteophytes and facet joint arthrosis. In the thoracic spine, there is a mild disc bulge at T8 and 9. Only with thoracic spondylosis leading to multilevel mild neural foramen stenosis. In the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc at L3 and L4 with AP diameter measuring 15 millimeters. Mild facet arthrosis. L4, L5, there is a mild disc space narrowing, mild broad based disc bulge, superimposed small central protrusion with the rim tear of the annulus fibrosis. L5, S1, there is a severe disc space narrowing and type 1 modic end plate marrow edema with mild broad-based disc bulge and superimposed central disc herniation with a rim tear of the annulus fibrosis. All of these findings of the MRI were discussed in a great detail to the patient. The interventional pain procedure, all the procedures were discussed with the patient, and we recommended that he may benefit from the following, that he has he can benefit from interlaminar lumbar, cervical and thoracic epidural injections, facet joint block, medial nerve branch block, as well as intra-articular injection of the left knee and the right shoulder, to help further. Referral to orthopedic surgeon. Patient has already been seeing Dr. Gilliard and Dr. Suleiman and Dr. Redden, and I do not have the records from them, but it appears that surgery was not recommended. Neuropsychiatric evaluation has not been ordered. It's not warranted. It could be ordered at a later date. We are investigating. Patient said that he has seen a neurologist as well as neuropsych, Dr. Gloria Love. The testing reports will be obtained, and once they are available, further arrangement and update of the treatment plan will be carried out. Attended care case worker. Patient has been assigned case worker. He already brought one. Attended care is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. We are not ordering a new investigations at this time. And we already have plenty of those records. DMEs. The patient has knee brace, pain, and I believe he has been provided with a back brace. The injury is an old injury on 10-2-2021. So until it is reported differently, will not provide. Education, yes. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.